predictions were right on. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The July jobs report came in just as expected, and Fox's Ginny Cassola has the details live.
Dave, encouraging numbers on the job market for July. There were 164,000 new jobs created, and the unemployment rate held steady at 3.7%. More people returned to the job market. The labor force participation rate improved to 63%. Wages increased 3.2% in the year ending in July, and jobs were created last month in construction and manufacturing. Dave?
Jenny, not much reaction on Wall Street. Futures are down modestly as they've been all morning after that big sell-off fueled by the new U.S. tariffs on China that sent markets overseas also plunging.
If foreign countries don't want to pay a tariff, I have a simple solution. Make your product in America.
President Trump at a campaign rally in Cincinnati says China is hoping he loses in 2020.
They would love to see a guy like Sleepy Joe Biden, who has no clue what the hell he's doing.
China is threatening to retaliate again with countermeasures. The 10% U.S. tariff on $300 billion and more Chinese imports takes effect next month. Today, an old arms treaty with the Soviets ended. After the U.S. pulled out, Secretary of State Pompeo blaming Russia for violating it.
As he said, listen, if they're not going to follow the deal itself is worthless. By the way, the withdrawal has stoked fears of a new arms race.
Fox's Kevin Cork. President Trump issued an executive order restricting financial institutions from giving certain loans to the Russian government, prompting a lawmaker in Moscow to say this makes it less likely to normalize relations with the U.S. The Pentagon's considering a plan to withdraw thousands of U.S. troops from Afghanistan, part of a proposed peace deal with the Taliban, but Republican Congressman Michael Waltz, who fought for the U.S. in the war there, told Fox,
I don't like this deal. I think this is a bad deal. The Taliban has basically given us a bunch of promises.
This is Fox News.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super PolyGrip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
PolyGrip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing. The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent!
Attention military service members, if you use dual-sided combat arms earplugs during active duty between 2003 and 2015 and then suffered tinnitus, ringing in ears, hearing loss, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Contact Thomas J. Henry for a free and confidential consultation. Dial pound 250 and say keyword service. That's pound 250, keyword service. Call Thomas J. Henry now and get the money you deserve. Principal office in San Antonio, Texas. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message from the station.
North Korea keeps flexing its military muscle.
For the third time in a week, U.S. officials say North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles into the sea. Officials say the missiles resemble those launched in recent days. President Trump told reporters he was not concerned about the short-range missile tests.
Short-range missiles, we never made an agreement on that. I have no problem. We'll see what happens. But these are short-range missiles. They're very standard.
The launches took place one day before President Trump's new defense secretary, Mark Esper, makes his first overseas trip to Asia, including a stop in South Korea. At the Pentagon, Lucas Tomlinson, Fox News.
The Kennedy family is in mourning after a reported drug overdose death. A 911 call came from their compound in Hyannisport, Massachusetts. Saoirse Kennedy Hill reportedly found in cardiac arrest and she died. Robert F. Kennedy's granddaughter was just 22, a student at Boston College. Her grandmother, Ethel Kennedy, was quoted in a family statement, "The world is a little less beautiful today." There's new analysis of drug overdose deaths from opioids and other drugs showing a changing trend.
More people in cities are dying from drug overdoses than in rural areas. A new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that's a change from years past, but it's not a big difference. In 2017, there were 22 overdose deaths per 100,000 people in urban areas, compared to 20 deaths per 100,000 in rural areas. The CDC says the higher rate of overdoses in cities may be happening because it's easier to get drugs like heroin and fentanyl in urban areas. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Days after 20 Democrats took the stage for two nights of presidential debating in Detroit, Amy Klobuchar says she's qualified for the September debate. Only seven other candidates have so far because of a higher threshold for polling and fundraising. I'm Dave Anthony.
This is Fox News.
Hey, good morning. 8:05. I'm Stevie J, along with Diane Ducey. Our local news now brought to you by Thomas and Eller's Insurance, your local independent auto owner's insurance agent. Contact Justin or Dave today at 217-356-2400 or visit thomas-ellers.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 21-year-old Champaign man has pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter for the death of a four-month-old child who had been in his care. Jaytuan Mobley faces up to 14 years in prison for the death of Kendall Spicer. Mobley was alone with his girlfriend's son on January 18th. When the child's mother returned home, the child was described as limp. Tests showed bleeding and swelling of the brain, and the child died on January 20th. Mobley admitted he had hit the baby's forehead on the corner of a kitchen cabinet and hit the child's head on a doorframe. A bomb threat at Carle Foundation Hospital in Urbana on Thursday turned out to be unfounded. Police went out to the hospital at about 4 p.m. Thursday. The News Gazette says the hospital was not evacuated. A bomb-sniffing dog was on the scene. They were limiting entry to the building while police investigated, and police left the scene at about 5:50 p.m. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance as you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Contact Justin or Dave at Thomas & Ellers Insurance in Champaign today. 217-356-2400. Well, if you do need Thomas and Ellers, they'll probably take care of Gerber Collision. Because you got to go somewhere.
That's right.
Weather brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out. That's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout Central Illinois. Visit GerberCollision.com. Or call 877-7-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
We got a high 85 with the sunshine and 58 our low tonight. 84 the high tomorrow, down to 60. 86 the high on Sunday with a 20% chance of showers. The greatest chance of rain inside the next 5 days is on Tuesday with a high 85. Right now the temperature's at 68. ESPN 93.5.
Well, it's August, so we got high schools going. You got your high school students thinking college applications. Those start early, and you need to kind of get an idea of what that's going to take. Busey is standing by to help. Students and parents actually overestimate college costs by a lot. People think, I can't afford it. It's going to cost $100,000. You just need to check and get the number. Half of prospective students overestimate loan payments by 50%. Students who overpredict net costs of college or report not knowing net costs are significantly less likely to even apply. 61% of students who didn't file the free application for federal student aid or FAFSA thought they were ineligible for aid, and we've done FAFSA for years. And sometimes we get a little discount. We had four in college at the same time. So you got to explore it, and Busey's there to help. You can look at the 529 savings plans commonly used to save for college. I think the 529 is good, and it stays as long as it's in Illinois.
Yep.
The investments potentially grow tax-deferred. College is always closer than you think. The team of associates at Busey will ensure you're on track. Stop by one of their many convenient locations today or call 800-67-BUSEY to get started. Investment products and services are not FDIC insured. May lose value. No bank guarantee. Illinois football practice starts today. It is off of Florida near Lincoln. And I guess they want you to park in Florida Avenue residence halls in that parking lot across the street. Anyway, Illinois football 10 to noon. You can go check out Lovie Smith's fourth football team. And here's hoping, all right? 29 days till we kick it off. But some of these mornings have kind of felt fall-ish. A little cool. Almost smell the brats on the grills at tailgating. Such fun. All right, a new study out says prescription drugs in the home are fueling the addiction crisis among kids and teens. He's an author, speaker, and coach. It's Thomas Gagliano. Thomas, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine, man. You are all over the place. You're on Sirius Satellite Radio. You're on shows. You're here. You're there. A good guy to talk to. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate that.
How do we, I mean, obviously you take the prescription drugs out of your cabinet and secure them, but is it really happening that just kids come in and just, let's play Russian roulette with pills?
Sure.
Man.
Listen, kids that go through, teenagers that are going through hormones and this and that, if they're not taught really strong coping mechanisms early on by their parents, look, I believe one thing. Everything begins in a home. Everything. And if I don't see my parents coping in healthy ways, dissolving conflict, talking about their struggles, whatever, if they're popping feel-goods. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, a lot of these medications aren't for physical pain, but unfortunately, these drugs also have a piece of it that in the nerve cells that creates a medication from depression and the physical pain. So, yeah, I mean, if the parents are getting addicted, and look, I know one thing about addiction. Every addict in addiction thinks they're in control of the addiction, and the reality is the addiction's always in control of them. So if the parents are having problems, and they're not monitoring their own pills and their own prescriptions, and the kids are struggling, and nobody's talking about this, why not get that feel good?
Well, how do we stop? How do we break this legacy?
Well, it begins in a home, and the home is the key. Now, it's got to be a we process. We get teachers involved, doctors involved. Doctors have to know their patients. Do they have addictive tendencies? And I'm not talking about just drugs. It's eating addictions, the spending, the gambling. And we have to pay more attention to not the drug as much, because that's the symptom, but what the underneath problem is, and that is paying more attention to what our kids are doing. You know, in this paper that I received, it says girls are more likely to get hooked than boys in high school. You know, we got girls watching social media, telling them what weight to be, what height to be, what clothes to wear, what food to wear, and it's creating a lot of depression out there. And again, if you haven't grown up with proper coping mechanisms, if your parents didn't know how to cope, they're not going to be able to give you what they don't have. So we have to begin there. Sure, you hide the drugs, and that's all good, and you make sure that you're talking to your doctors and stuff. But let's get back to family values. Let's start talking to our children. And you know what? If you have a problem, mom and dad, show your children that getting help is courageous, not weak. If you have a problem, then you get help. And that will be the best model you can for your kids to get help.
I think it is the number one job of your life to be a good mom or dad, to be a good husband and wife. I think that's number one, Thomas. I'm with you on the priorities, because no matter what you think you're hiding, the kids know.
They know. They're market researchers, buddy. They know everything. And you know what? My book, The Problem Was Me, will clearly show you how childhood messages dictate every part of that child's life when they grow up, to the intimacy they have or don't have, their parenting skills, the careers they choose. And we as parents think we know the way our children are viewing the world. Guess what? We got it wrong. And I tell them all the time, be curious with your kids. Ask questions. Ask them, what are they doing? What sites are they on? How are they doing? Be curious with your children. Don't just stroll along watching and social media and doing your thing and thinking that because you're supplying them with college funds or whatever you're supplying them with, that they takes care of the nurturing needs. It ain't going to work.
Your book is titled what again?
The Problem Was Me. My wife loved the title, by the way.
Yeah, so. Right. That's right. Well, you've got the absolute stereotypical East Coast sound, baby. You sound great.
Hey, what's the matter for you? I'm from Brooklyn originally.
That's
not that
right.
You could tell, of course.
I love it. No, you're out there helping people, Thomas, and, you know, your magic is the passion. It is in your voice. Why do you care
much?
Why?
I'm a recovering addict. I came from a god-awful childhood. And the truth is that if a child doesn't grow up with at least one person giving a damn, caring about that kid, they're going to grow up with that hole in their insides. And guess what? Addiction's going to be the perfect way to fill that hole in a very bad way, very faulty coping mechanism. So I wanted to help other people who came from where I came from with negative childhood messages, because at the end of the day, it'll screw up every part of your life unless you reach out and get help.
Well, you should be dead.
You know what? You ain't the first one who told me that.
And you survived it, but who was your person? Who helped?
Who helped? It was life. It was my wife and kids running away.
Hmm.
And I realized early on that it wasn't them that didn't love me. I didn't love me.
Hmm.
And until I worked on fixing the broken, that's why all these addictions are symptoms. It really comes down to a brokenness inside. And unless I fixed that and started to like me better, I wasn't going to let anybody else in. And that's really, really what changed my life. There's no greater teacher than life, let me tell you. It'll kick your butt if you don't pay attention to it.
Thomas Gagliano, am I saying that properly?
Gagliano.
Gagliano, GAGLIANO.com. Thomas, GAGLIANO, go by The Problem Was Me. Man, that's so honest. Good stuff, Thomas. I hope we can chat again sometime, man. I just love hearing your voice, too.
Thanks, buddy. Anytime.
All right.
Appreciate the opportunity.
You bet. Thank you for your time, and Godspeed. Keep up your good work.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
Thomas Gagliano.
The Problem Was Me, his book.
Woo! That's, What About Bob, one of my favorite movies?
Mm-hmm.
When Dr. Leo Marvin pointed out it might actually be Bob's problem?
Yeah.
Ouch. Ouch. You can help me, Dr. Marvin. Man, I'm telling you, always look, you know, what they say, you're casting stones and you have a boulder in your own eye or plank in your own eye.
That's right.
Whew. Okay, Thomas Gagliano, I liked him.
Me too.
Let's jump to our morning sports headlines. Hey, CMIClean.com can help you. They've got all your janitorial supplies. They got all the machines. They got all the help. They got the service department. If you need to clean stuff, you got to go see Betsy Parks.
Right off Bloomington Road, CMIClean.com.
Been around a long time, 359-6262, CMIClean.com. Locally owned, female owned, on Bloomington Road in Champaign.
St. Louis Cardinals win 8-0 over the Cubs. Cubs now have Milwaukee at 120 from Wrigley. You'll hear the action on US 105.9. Let's hope they can snap back. Cardinals big win yesterday with your Redbird recap now.
Got by the Cardinals starter, Flaherty.
Jack Flaherty, one hit over seven innings. He was terrific, Mike. Scoreless eighth inning for Tyler Webb. Scoreless ninth inning for Mike Myers. And it's the first time the Cardinals have held the Cubs to one hit in St. Louis since Busch Stadium 2, August 8th, 1985, John Tudor. And then it was Joe McGrain, one hitting the Cubs August 12th, 1988 at Wrigley Field. With that one hit combined shutout, the Cardinals won it 8-0. They are in first place by a game over the Cubs.
In the Central Division, they are on top all by themselves. Day off today, and the next game comes from Oakland. They'll take on the Athletics, and Dakota Hudson will go against Mike Byers. And the Redbirds will be on the air with the pregame show at 7:10.
Kind of a rare Friday off.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to take a leap here and say this has not happened. You're never off Friday. It's a big attendance game. But they're traveling, and they'll be in Oakland, and it's two games. They had two games in St. Louis, so it's a two-game kind of payback out in Oakland. So.
Okay. Well, New York Mets got their seventh win in a row. 4-0 over the Chicago White Sox. Chicago White Sox have the Phillies tonight. Illinois football training camp near Florida and Goodwin off of Lincoln.
Where do they want you to park?
Rec fields.
Where do they say to park in F something?
The Florida Residence Halls.
Okay, so across the street.
Yeah, Florida Avenue Residence Halls, FAR.
All right.
It's right off the entrance of Florida Avenue. Parking is not allowed on Goodwin Avenue off of St. Mary, so just take note of that. The 2019 Hall of Fame preseason game proved to be pretty entertaining, with the Broncos winning over Atlanta 14-10 and 90 seconds remaining when there was a pass deflected and in the end zone and caught. Go Broncos.
Yeah. All right, check your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast for your weekend.
Sunshine today, high 85, low 58. 84 the high tomorrow, down to 60. 86 the high on Sunday, down to 64. 70 now, ESPN 93.5.
I'm going to give you one more shot. We gave out Curtis Orchard money. I'm handing money out to go to Curtis Orchard. It's a fabulous place off Duncan and Champaign. If you've not been there, just text in PIE1. Or if you want to be considered for $25, you just go spend my money, spend it within 7 days, and you have to let me know what you thought of it.
Yeah, the Flying Monkey Cafe, 11 to 2 tomorrow with your favorite comfort food.
How about an apple slushy, please?
Yes,
359-2255, 359-2255, text in PIE, 820.
From the Fox Business Network, encouraging numbers on the job market for July. There were 164,000 new jobs created, and the unemployment rate held steady at 3.7%. More people returned to the job market. The labor force participation rate improved to 63%. Wages increased 3.2% in the year ending in July. Jobs were created in construction and manufacturing. Also, the trade deficit shrank in June by 0.3%, reflecting the continuing trade dispute. Exxon Mobil and restaurant brands, parent company of Burger King, are reporting stronger than expected earnings for the spring quarter. Texas is joining the lawsuit to stop T-Mobile's takeover of Sprint. The state suing or opposing the deal on the grounds it would reduce competition. There are now 14 states fighting the merger in the courts. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
ESPN 93.5 had Mike Ditka and Brother Johnny on. They sounded great last hour. We talked a lot about the inner cities, what's happening to some of our great cities in this country. And, of course, we talked debates. And according to the New York Times, there are only 7 out of 25 that have qualified for the September debates.
Okay.
Now, there's still time. Andrew Yang's got to get in there because there goes my $1,000 a month. And frankly, the three I liked are one percenters, apparently. Tulsi Gabbard, Andrew Yang, and John Delaney, bald-headed congressman, former congressman from Maryland. And to give you an indication of how it's gone for Tulsi Gabbard since she had the audacity to attack Kamala Harris, who, by the way, didn't have an answer.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats in the Kamala circle are calling her a Russian bot or Russian spy. How dare you, Tulsi?
Senator Harris says she's proud of her record as a prosecutor and that she'll be a prosecutor president, but I'm deeply concerned about this record. There are too many examples to cite, but she put over 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations and then laughed about it when she was asked if she ever smoked marijuana. She blocked evidence.
Yeah. Blocked evidence. Now, Kamala didn't come out and say, you're wrong. She just came out and said, well, I'm trying to do something about things, and you're just making fancy speeches. And then she was interviewed after, and Kamala Harris said, well, you know, one percenters, they tend to attack you.
Okay,
oh, my. Boy, I tell you.
But unless you poked around and started peeling the onion back, you wouldn't know any of this.
Well, and she went right after the opposition research and hit her with it, and that wasn't good form. So now I guess she was involved with Russia. Who'd have known? She also said that President Trump's helping Al Qaeda. So she's, you know, probably. He's too liberal for me, but it's my choices. I'm going with John Delaney, Andrew Yang, who I don't know. Andrew's from California. He's actually run a business. He's actually done something. He hasn't just had yard signs. He's actually done a business. His dad immigrated, has 65 patents for somebody big. But Andrew Yang, I like too.
He's America, 44. Unfortunately, has lost a lot of confidence in its politicians. It's one reason why I'm doing so well. I'm beating many sitting senators and governors. The American people realize that our government is way behind the curve in solving the real problems.
I think what I like about the three I mentioned with the authenticity, and maybe you can be that. You don't have to have 100 handlers if you're like 1% support. You can actually be honest. So. Because you watch Cory Booker and Kamala Harris, and they just have their hit singles ready to go. You know, the Kool-Aid thing from Cory Booker about, you know, you're drinking the Kool-Aid, you don't know what color it is. I mean, it was just such a planned, you know, trying to get that 17-second soundbite to go viral. They planned that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think Tulsi Gabbard, Andrew Yang, or John Delaney thought about anything. I just think they're trying to be authentic, which I appreciate. Okay, coming up, 88% of us do this when we're talking about food, and I'm one of them. 88% of us do this in reference to food, and it's not good. What the heck is it? We'll tell you in a moment. Stand by. You have a chance to get a bunch of free stuff from me. Listen carefully.
Hi, it's Stevie J. For many years, whenever I said something a little out there, my kids would say, easy, Stever. Well, I've come up with something a little out there, and I'm inviting you to be part of it. Introducing Stever, a new program that allows you to spend my money and keep the stuff. Sounds good, right? Well, it is. Now, there are two requirements. You'll have to use your voucher for the free stuff within 7 days, then give us some feedback about your experience. That's it. Take my money. Spend it within 7 days, then give me some feedback about your experience. But you have to register for this program. Just visit GoStever.com and create an account. You'll need to create a username and password. Once your account has been created, you're all set. Then just listen to Stevie J Broadcasting Stations for your chance to grab one of our daily offers. Visit GoStever.com to register now and to learn all about our new Out There program. All the information is available at GoStever.com. The earlier you get registered, the better chance you'll have at winning. Visit GoStever.com.
Curtis Orchard in Champaign, Illinois is your central Illinois home for the juiciest and tastiest apples. The apples can be purchased in their quaint little country store, or you can book a spot to pick your own apples in the You Pick Orchard. Curtis Orchard is a family business and has been a working family farm since 1873. Come taste the tradition and family-friendly atmosphere at Curtis Orchard.
So when I tasted the honey from Curtis Orchard, I knew right away this is really, really good stuff.
They're in Southwest Champaign on Duncan Road.
Visit CurtisOrchard.com.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Stocks set to open lower on Wall Street the day after the president threatens China with new tariffs, triggering a sell-off on Wall Street.
We've taken the toughest ever action to stand up to China's trade abuse.
Last night at a rally in Cincinnati, some Democrats criticizing the tariffs as reckless. They're saying they're jacking up prices on American store shelves. 164,000 Americans found jobs last month.
148,000 in the private sector, 16,000 in the government sector. Most of those at the local level. The unemployment rate, 3.7%. Now, in May, the numbers were revised down, 10,000 jobs to 62,000. In June, revised down.
Edward Lawrence with the Fox Business Network. And the FBI says some delivery drivers were involved in an Amazon theft ring that sold millions of dollars worth of stolen goods. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 28-year-old man has been found guilty of aggravated driving under the influence, leading to the death of a friend. Chad Smith faces up to 14 years in prison when he is sentenced in October. 32-year-old Michael Donahue of Mahomet died in the crash that happened north of Mahomet and west of Illinois 47. New numbers on tourism for this area. As more people discover the benefits of living and working in the greater Champaign County area, visitors continue to contribute to the economic growth, spending over $420 million at hotels, restaurants, shops, attractions, and more. That 3.9% growth in spending is reinvested in the local economy, bringing in $7.6 million in local taxes to our communities, contributing to improvements in infrastructure and saving local families an average of $1,300 on their annual taxes. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
I gotta get out of the house for a little while.
I don't feel like making dinner tonight. Let's go somewhere.
But where?
I don't know about you, but I feel like a margarita.
Well, I guess we can try to find a sitter.
And we can bring something back for the kids.
Well, where can we go that's got great kids' food and also serves our favorite drinks?
El Toro!
Whether it's with or without the kids, El Toro Mexican Restaurant in Champaign has you covered. They offer a wide variety of both adult beverages and kids' entrees. Stop in today at 723 South Neal Street in Champaign.
An interesting creature inhabits the flat, arid plains of many an automobile dashboard, the bobblehead. It's most agreeable and will nod along to anything, despite having no brain function. But when the bobblehead hears how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, he'll nod even more vigorously because he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Easy, bobblehead, easy. You're going to get whiplash.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance. Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Here is your weekend weather, Diane Ducey.
It's awesome. Today's high 85, 58 our low tonight. We've got a high 84 tomorrow, down to 60. Developmental Services Center with the See You at the Caribbean event. I love hearing the bands outside and having the tents with the auction items. It's a $10 event fee in downtown Champaign, 5 to 11 tomorrow. Sunny on Sunday with a high 86, down to 64. We're currently at 71. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, Matt Carpenter, what a good guy. He's really struggled this year for the St. Louis Cardinals, so they sent him to the minor leagues to kind of get some rehab for his sore foot that he hits a lot of foul balls off of. Poor guy can't get a hit in the minors. He's been a AAA and then AA and then back to AAA. Last I heard, he's over 21. Really, really tough.
Yeah.
And then Ozuna was 1-for-3 with an RBI, so that's positive. Ozuna, Marcell Ozuna, if Paul Goldschmidt continues to hit and Marcell can kind of pick it up where he left off with 20 home runs and like 60 RBIs, it'd be good. It'd be good for the Cardinals. We'll see. They want to have him fly all the way to the Bay Area to play the Oakland series if he's available. But he's being reevaluated today. Marcell Ozuna, a left fielder for the Cardinals. Harrison Bader has been sent down to AAA to try and kind of get his swing going. I'm telling you, you look at these guys, well, look how easy it is and the money they make. I'm telling you. Paul DeJong, ISU kid, the all-star for the Cardinals this year. He was 1-for-21. You get into those things and all of a sudden your brain starts going, And DeJong, to his credit, got 3 hits last night.
I hate when my brain goes,
And if you're a pro, you start, you know, really freaking because, man, you're a bad streak from being sent away. Talk about your lack of job security. I mean, think about it. And in football, the same thing. Basketball, the same thing. And then if you twist your ankle or hurt your knee, you might be done because there's 900 guys standing right behind you that are really good that want your job.
Uh-huh.
That's just how it works. So, yeah, they make a bazillion. But to get to the bazillion is a journey, and it isn't easy.
That's right.
And there's tens of thousands of really good players that never get to a bazillion. So, you know, you got to appreciate. And Matt Carpenter is going to be a Cardinal Hall of Famer someday.
Right.
And he's had a wonderful 10-year, 12-year career.
And could they use him in some kind of advisory position?
Well, I mean, at this point, he doesn't want to hear that.
Okay.
Matt, yeah, we are going to implement our
filing in the administration office.
We have some 800 numbers we'd like you to answer for the ticket deal we're offering.
Okay.
Wow. Matt Carpenter don't want to hear that. So, okay. You know, he's a good guy. I hope he can snap out of it and get ridiculously hot somehow. Okay, 8:38. I said 88% of people do this while eating.
Yes.
That answer next.
Probably want to tiptoe out of work a little bit early and have some drinks with some friends. Houlihan's is the perfect choice. Happy apps from 4 to 6 with their appetizers just under $4. And their daily drink specials are terrific all day on Sunday. Keep in mind, Sundays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m., their brunch menu is outstanding. Their classy atmosphere and quick, friendly service will keep everyone smiling. Houlihan's at 1st and St. Mary, just south of the State Farm Center.
Saw Sam yesterday.
And it was so crowded for patio play.
Yeah.
And it was an awesome saxophone round. It was just a really nice evening on the patio. And I saw my friend Michelle Swihart on her birthday.
Wow.
And Rod, of course, M2 with all the pretty dresses.
Is Michelle 30 yet?
I think
Yeah.
She's probably still sticking with 29.
Rob's still like 25 years older than her, I think. Okay, this is what 88% of people do while eating. It's called zombie eating, where you stuff stuff into your mouth while looking at a screen.
Oh.
88% admit to looking at screens while eating from their TVs, their phones, or laptops. Totally do it.
Yes.
Not good, because then you have no idea how much you're consuming.
That's right.
So zombie eating is a thing. 88% do it. Tanya J. Powers has never zombie eaten in her life.
Not since yesterday, anyway.
It's Fox News Radio ace reporter Tanya J. Powers. The Detroit debates are over. And I almost feel like I'm playing the NCAA basketball brackets. My teams aren't winning because I like John Delaney, Tulsi Gabbard, apparently a Russian spy now, and Andrew Yang, who's giving me a grand a month. So I don't, those three aren't qualified at this point. So far, just seven, Biden and a bunch of very liberal people. And will others have a chance still? There's, the clock hasn't run out on them, has it?
Not yet. It has not run out yet. The debate is the 12th and 13th of September, and they have until August 28th to qualify for the debate.
And how do they do that?
The candidates have to get – it's basically you take what the qualifications were for the first two debates, and you double them. Now they've got to get at least 2% in the polls for the first two debates. That was 1%. And they also now have to secure donations from at least 130,000 individual donors. Oh. For the first two debates, that was only 65,000. So it's kind of doubled. Seven qualified so far, and we just learned in the last hour that Senator Amy Klobuchar's team told us here at Fox that they have qualified for the third and fourth rounds of the debates in sort of September and October, so we can add her to the list. That there's eight. Joe Biden, Cory Booker, Pete Buttigieg, Kamala Harris, Beto O'Rourke, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and now Amy Klobuchar.
Well, what polling? The Stevie J polling would have Stevie J at 4%. So how do I know what polling counts?
That's a good question. They'll take the ones that are closest to the 28th, from what I understand. I do, like I said, know that you've got to get at least 2% in those polls.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned Andrew Yang a minute ago.
Yeah.
He has qualified for donations so far, but not polling.
You have to do both or either?
You got to do both.
Oh, come
he
on.
He and Julian Castro, the former housing secretary, have both qualified for donations.
But they got to get the polling. Okay,
yeah.
Well, there's that. And it looks like Tulsi Gabbard, who some of the Democrats are calling a Russian bot now because she attacked Kamala Harris, she's, I guess, not very close. She's got one poll, apparently a two, but and Andrew Yang. And then if you don't put Marianne Williamson on the stage, I'm not watching, okay? So there's that. She's half the entertainment, okay? Sometimes she'll say stuff, you go, huh? And then she'll say stuff, you say, yeah, it kind of makes sense. So
you know, and that was exactly what everybody on Twitter was saying the other night during the debate.
Yeah.
Was like, wait a minute, did I just agree with
him? Yeah, no, right. And my brother last hour said that she makes Shirley MacLaine look really sane. So anyway, it's just an interesting person.
Yes.
She's got Oprah has her back. So
that's
there,
right.
There's
the book club days.
Yeah, book club days. If Oprah liked your book back in the day, it was like worth a billion. Tanya J, it is boy interesting. So September, you said 12-13.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've got to qualify.
What if there's only nine? Would they do one night?
I think so. I think it's up to 10.
Okay.
You know, if it's more than that, they'll split it into two.
Gotcha. Great job, as always. We appreciate your reporting.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Tanya J. Powers in New York City. So that's how it works. You have both. So 135,000 unique donations and 2%. And you're saying there's only 2%. Well, there's like 25 candidates. So, and they figure out if Tom Steyer, the billionaire that has jumped in, hasn't quite qualified yet. Can he get in there? Can somebody late come in and swoop everybody off their feet? 844. Check your sports net. This is really, really, really a nice thing to do.
Hi, this is Kirk Kaiser. At Freedom Roofing, we respect and appreciate our police and appreciate all the law enforcement does for us every single day. Because of this appreciation, we are going to give away a free roof to a deserving retired police officer to say thank you for keeping us safe. If you or someone you know wants to nominate a retired police officer for a free roof, just email freedom@sjbroadcasting.com. Just let us know in a paragraph who deserves this free roof. Again, send your nomination to freedom@sjbroadcasting.com. Freedom Roofing supports our law enforcement. This is Kirk Kaiser from Freedom Roofing. Thank you, law enforcement, for all you do.
Wow, that's like a $10,000 gift.
That's great.
Freedom at sjbroadcasting.com, just a paragraph
okay.
or so. You want to nominate a retired police officer? That's something else. It's very authentic. Kurt really does appreciate what law enforcement does, as we all do, I hope.
Well, sure appreciated Bob Fitzgerald's story yesterday.
Hey, wait a minute.
Law enforcement official.
Bob's retiring in September.
September.
Bob Fitzgerald could win. check your sports.
All right. We've got St. Louis Cardinals over the Cubs. That final was 8-0. How about you and your Redbird recap now?
What a job by the Cardinals starter, Flaherty.
Jack Flaherty, one hit over seven innings. He was terrific, Mike. Scoreless eighth inning for Tyler Webb, scoreless ninth inning for Mike Myers. And it's the first time the Cardinals have held the Cubs to one hit in St. Louis since Busch Stadium 2, August 8, 1985, John Tudor. And then it was Joe McGrain, one hitting the Cubs August 12, 1988 at Wrigley Field. With that one hit combined shutout, the Cardinals won it 8-0. They are in first place by a game over the Cubs.
In the Central Division, they are on top all by themselves. Day off today, and the next game comes from Oakland. And they'll take on the Athletics, and Dakota Hudson will go against Mike Fiers. And the Redbirds will be on the air with the pregame show at 7:10.
We had the New York Mets win their seventh straight as they beat the Chicago White Sox 4-0. They've got the Phillies tonight. It's the Hall of Fame preseason game that proved to be pretty entertaining. 14-10 was the final with Denver over Atlanta. And speaking of football, our training camp begins, and it goes through the 17th, I believe.
Yep.
And the average time is 10 a.m. to noon. If you can get on over there, they recommend that you park at the Florida Residence Hall, so it's right off Florida and Lincoln, and that's the campus rec fields. Of course, I've got a star on that August 10th, where they're practicing from 4 to 6, autographs afterwards, then Aladdin at 7.
On Zupke Field,
on
Memorial Stadium.
Jumbotron.
That'll be fun.
And the first 500 fans get a free bucket, and it should be a lot of fun.
Bucket, but you have to pay $4 to fill it with popcorn.
That's right.
That's a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
848, speaking of our appreciation. How do you not say things when people and you see the media and you see things said about police officers? You guys kind of lay low because so much of it is nonsensical. It's not true information.
That's true. You only see the snippets out there. You never see the whole story. You got a 10-minute video and you only see 3 seconds of it. Police officers are, you have to be a special person to be a police officer, especially nowadays. You have to have that... You have to have that mindset. You just have to ignore what's going on. You just have to look at it, evaluate things, and move forward. You have to treat everyone with respect, do what the best you can do. At the end of the day, you go home to your family, go on your significant other, and you live your life. But you just have to have that mindset, try to deal with it, try to learn, train, take your training into account, and just roll with it. It's a hard job. It's a very hard job, but it's something you need to do.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors, their website, CallSKToday.com.
The Cardinals host the Pirates the weekend of August 9th through the 11th, and we have you covered head-to-toe with great promotional giveaways all series long. Friday, fans will receive a Cardinals tank top, courtesy of Cooper Tires. Saturday, take home a Cardinals mesh back hat, presented by the Shane Company. Sunday wraps up the series when fans can add mystery Cardinals socks, produced by Parkway by Stance. August 9th through 11th, tickets at Cardinals.com/promotions.
Friendly, efficient, and delicious. Perfectly seasoned. Well executed. The perfect date night. These words and phrases describe one place. Naya Restaurant in Champaign. Open Monday through Thursday, 5 to 9:30. Saturday from 5 to 10 p.m. Naya Restaurant, 212 East Green Street. Experience it for yourself.
We are talking with Jennifer Couch. She's at MEGA Restaurant. Tell me what MEGA is.
Well, we are MEGA Modern Cuisine, and modern cuisine meaning Asian flair.
Mm.
We're also a full sushi restaurant.
Ooh. How's that sushi?
Amazing.
Amazing, yeah.
Sushi's a food group, right?
Yeah. You are getting rave reviews. Where are you?
So we're located downtown Champaign. We are in the M2 building. Our entrance is on Church Street, right around the corner from Distills. So just few steps off that beaten path.
All right. So if you were, you'd say, hey, you're going to come to this restaurant, you're going to go to Miga, what should they get? You know, if you're in a sushi mood, obviously do sushi.
Sure.
But then is there a dish you'd say, man, Jennifer loves this, I want to remember that?
Yeah. You know, I encourage all of our guests to order things to share, which is fairly easy to do with most of the menu at Miga is very shareable. So, you know, and I would say try something different.
Yeah.
Try something that you've never had before. Ask your server for recommendations.
They're going to know. They really will.
They're good. Everybody has different tastes and everybody, everyone has a different perspective on every dish. So the way I described something, someone else might be able to, put in a different light for you.
But I don't think you can say Miga's quite like anywhere else. If you like a new experience, it's an experience.
It is. And that was the owner's vision for the restaurant, to make that type of ambiance and that type of new menu and bring it to Central Illinois.
It's Miga, downtown Champaign. Hours of operation are?
We're open from 5 to 9, Monday through Thursday, and 5 to 10 on Friday and Saturday. We're also open for private events. Mm. If you need a lunch event,
we
are open for private events. We do have private dining rooms.
That's very nice. So if I have a company and I want to treat everybody, I could rent it out.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jennifer. Thanks for coming in at Miga.
Love it.
Oh, how's the weather looking for the weekend?
Awesome. Sunshine today with a high 85. 58 hour low into the evening tonight. Sunshine tomorrow with a high 84, low 60. 86 on Sunday. We have a 50% chance of showers Tuesday with a high 85. A nice weekend ahead. Enjoy. 73 now on ESPN 93.5.
Now, Jeremy Warner's covering Illinois football practice. Brett Barron's Channel 3 with Austin coming in next.
Yes.
Stand by. Hey, we'll meet Monday.
Okay, sounds great. Have a terrific weekend.
You too. Thank you so much, ESPN 93.5. The Jeremy Warner Show is next. I am Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey again. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed weekend.
This summer, take the road trip to complete your baseball stadium bucket list.
And when you do, stay at La Quinta by Wyndham Hotels,
where you can now earn and redeem Wyndham Rewards points at La Quinta and thousands of other Wyndham Rewards properties worldwide.
Plus, free Brightside breakfast and the free high-speed Wi-Fi so you can stay in the work zone while you're away.
Well, with perks like these, you're going gone.
Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you triumph.
Book direct at LQ.com.
It's coming, and it's going to be epic. Game Day Spirits Epic Clearance Event, August 9th and 10th. Featuring prices up to 80% off on brands like Nike, Champion, Columbia, and 47 brand. Tees as low as $4, hats as low as $7, stadium bags on sale for $5. August 9th and 10th, Game Day Spirits Epic Clearance Event. Neil and Kirby, Champagne.
Hey, Cardinal fans. School is almost back in session, so it's time to make one more visit to Busch Stadium with your family. The weekend of August 9th, 10th, and 11th, the Cardinals take on the Pittsburgh Pirates, and it's loaded with great giveaways. Friday, August 9th, it's the adult Cardinals tank top, presented by Cooper Tires. You'll definitely want to add this Cardinals tank top to your collection. Saturday, August 10th, it's the Cardinals Skyline Mesh Back Hat, presented by Shane Company. This hat features a unique design, highlighting the beautiful St. Louis skyline. Also that day, fans will receive an exclusive pack of baseball cards, courtesy of the Topps Trading Card Company. Sunday, August 11th, it's the Cardinal Mystery Adult Parkway Socks by Stance Incorporated. Enhance your sock game. Go home with one of the three different designs. That's August 9th, 10th, and 11th. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions. Cardinals baseball, time to fly.
Uvi Community Credit Union for campus and community.
You can buy everything online, and in many cases, see it arrive at your door in minutes. It's easy, it's simple, and at the Uvi Community Credit Union, we are rewarding you now through September 30th for shopping online. We're rewarding you with triple points on all purchases made at Amazon or PayPal. You could pay with cash or a check, but then you're not scoring extra points. So what are you waiting for? Pull out your phone or get to your computer and start shopping. But don't forget to pull out your Illini Visa Rewards Card. Already have an Illini Visa Rewards Card? Then you're all set. Need one? We've got you covered too. Go to IlliniCard.org. No one ever tells you to go shopping until now. So shop till you drop and enjoy while scoring three times the points with the U of I Community Credit Union and the Illini Visa Rewards Card.
Racing action is back this Friday night at the Farmer City Raceway in Farmer City, Illinois. It's the fifth annual What's Up Dog 40. 1,000 to win, plus lates, crates, and modifieds. General admission is $12. Kids 12 and under get in free at the Farmer City Raceway. Gates open at 4 p.m., hot laps at 6:30. Qualifying at 7, racing action starts at 7:30. It's the fifth annual What's Up Dog 40 at the Farmer City Raceway, where we'll sell you the whole seat, but you only need the edge.
In December, it'll probably be cold, windy, and snowy, but you don't have to stay for that. Hi, it's Stevie J, inviting you to join me for a cruise of a lifetime, our cruise to Hawaii. Imagine spending New Year's Eve on the Grand Princess from Princess Cruises. We'll leave December 27th from Champaign, then fly from Chicago to San Francisco to stay one night in the Bay Area, then board our floating paradise December 28th. Then we'll cruise to Hawaii and visit Hilo on the Big Island, Honolulu for a long day, then off to Naweli Wili Kauai, known as the Grand Canyon of the Pacific, and then magnificent Maui with its stunning landscapes and superb beaches. Our cruise to Hawaii, December 27th. Prices start at just $42.76. For more information, visit steviejtravel.com. That's steviejtravel.com. Space is limited. Stevie J Travel. Where do you want to go?
At Fidelity, we believe nothing should come between you and your money. So we're introducing zero account fees with zero minimums to open an account. All because we want you to invest with zero trade-offs. Visit fidelity.com/value to learn more. Zero account minimums and zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Expenses charged by investments such as funds and managed accounts and for commissions, interest charges, or other expenses for transactions may still apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSE, SIPC.
At ACE, we believe there's nothing better than helping kids. That's why we've been proud to support Children's Miracle Network Hospitals for over 25 years. This Friday through Sunday, get our...